The Epiphany of our Lord Jesus Christ is actually one of the oldest Christian holy days, one of the oldest feast days. That word Epiphany comes from a Greek word meaning to reveal, a revelation, or, if you will, the manifestation of divinity. And it was originally celebrated in the East, the eastern part of the church, to celebrate four different manifestations of God in Christ. The first was the Nativity, which we celebrated a couple weeks ago. The second, the visitation of the Magi, which we celebrate today. The third, the baptism of the Lord in the Jordan River. And then, of course, all three persons of the Trinity were manifested at that point. And then the fourth incident was the wedding feast of Cana, where Jesus turned water into wine, his first sign that he had worked. And eventually in the West, those four incidents, commemorations, if you will, were separated in the Western part of the church. So we're not really sure who these magi were, you know, or magicians. But they were known as magi. Some say that they were members of a priestly caste up in Persia. Some think that they were Arabs. They were known to be astrologers, these magi. They were renowned as astrologers and interpreters of dreams. So not really sure exactly who they were, or what would have told them that this star that they witnessed, that they followed, would have been a sign of such universal importance that would motivate them to follow it and turn west. They said they were from the East. You know, the gospel says they came in search of the newborn King of the Jews. They had seen its star at its rising. You know, could have been that they were aware that there was this Jewish anticipation of a Messiah at that time that was well known. Could have been an ancient oracle that they had heard. Or perhaps they were familiar with Jewish prophecy. But in any case, perhaps they were simply people who were restless. Pope Benedict in one of his books suggests perhaps they were people who were searching for hope, searching for truth, searching for something. We can ask ourselves, what did these men hope to find in this newborn king? What were they searching for? And then there's the star itself. People have asked for centuries, was this a real astronomical event? Did it really happen that way? Or was it a divine apparition that was intended to lead these people to Jesus? You know, even in the 4th century, St. John Chrysostom wrote that, you know, certainly it wasn't a common star by the way it traveled, perhaps not even a star at all. But that doesn't mean that the star didn't happen. And we shouldn't dismiss the idea of the star simply because we don't have a way to explain it. You know, much later, astronomers would do a lot of figuring to try to figure out, explain this star. Johannes Kepler, who died around 1630, he was an astronomer in Europe, and he calculated that in the year 6 BC to 7 BC, the planets of Jupiter and Saturn and Mars all lined up in the sky. And he calculated that because he had witnessed something like that himself. Perhaps that was what they saw, he thought. But I think today, if we get wrapped around the axle about the details and the science and explanations, then we can miss the point of the event entirely. You know, if we ask a lot of questions about it and get too involved in that, you know, what about this star? Where did it come from? Where was it in the sky? Why did it travel the way it did? And these wise men, who were they? Those kinds of questions can deflect us from what is truly a mystery. that God makes himself known to humanity, that God is revealing himself in these events. And as Catholics, we shouldn't have any trouble accepting mystery. We already know that God can manipulate nature for his own ends. Our sacramental system, our faith is filled with mystery. So we seek that mystery. So we shouldn't be so focused on, you know, the data and the scientific inquiry of these things. You know, the Magi weren't either. The Magi weren't there to confirm a rumor or explain an observation. They came to honor him. They came to worship him. So the real point of Epiphany is that it's not a one-time event. The journey of the Magi from the East, for all of us, it's a new beginning. And they represent the journey of all of humanity to Christ. The Magi, these wise men, whoever they are, they came to be known as kings. They were on a journey, and they symbolize all of us in our journey. So that in Christ, however twisted and tarnished that we have been, all of us bear the imprint of God because of our creation and because of our redemption in Christ. So Christmas is about God coming to us to seek us out. Then Epiphany is about us coming, seeking him out, coming to him. This God who came among us, Emmanuel. You know, we seek the Lord. We seek the mystery in the Lord. We seek to be part of it in our prayer, our Bible reading. What are the sacraments if not seeking the mystery, following that star? What is Eucharistic adoration if not following that star and seeking him out? So Epiphany invites us to join that procession of the Magi, to become part of it. You know, the search that all Christians have, to immerse ourselves in that mystery, to become part of it, seeking and to enter the mystery of God. So as many people have written, the wise still seek him. We all seek him.